Recorded Books presents Final Word, The Winterton Deception, Book 1, by Janet Sumner Johnson, narrated by Evan Hartsoe. For Mike, who always let me borrow his John Belair's books, thus introducing me to the joy of mysteries. And for the late Ellen Raskin, who wrote a brilliant book that continues to inspire. Prologue. It rained the day we went to see Brandon Winterton's grave. The tombstone was a large, gaudy thing with an obelisk sticking out of the top. Exactly what you'd expect from the Wintertons. People like them had money to waste. I nudged Gordon. There, you've seen it. Now can we go? I'm soaked. Hope. Exasperation dripped from his voice. Can you give me, like, more than 1 second? This is our father, you know. In name only. I stomped in a puddle and watched the mud squish up the side of my shoe. Figured. Besides, I'm older. You have to listen to me, and I say it's time to go. Gordon rolled his eyes. By 12 minutes? I still don't get why you hate him so much. He's been dead almost 13 years. It's not like he abandoned us on purpose. He probably didn't even know Mom was pregnant when he died. It wouldn't have mattered. He was rich. And if he meant something to Mom, we wouldn't have had to do all this sneaking around just to learn his name. I yanked off my backpack and held it over my head, as if it would keep me dry. It didn't.
You don't know that.
Gordon shot back as he bent down to lay his drooping flower by the grave. Really, it was a weed he'd pulled at the bus stop by school. But it was purple and pretty, and way more than Brandon deserved from us. The rain roared in my ears, and I shivered. Please, can we go?
I haven't even read the quote.
Here, I'll read it for you. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So cliche. Now can we go? Gordon sighed.
Just stop.
I didn't have a watch, but I glanced at my wrist anyway. Raindrops splattered against my skin. Mom will be worried.
She's at work.
She might call to check on us. Gordon didn't answer, staring at the grave as we got more and more soaked. After an eternity or so, he finally looked up.
Don't you ever wonder what it'd be like to have a dad? Someone to kick a soccer ball around or play chess with? Someone to help so Mom didn't have to work all the time?
I let out a long breath, watching the white clouds swirl in the rain before disappearing. Just like my hopes about our dad had. You know I do. That's why we started this whole thing. Gordon wiped a sleeve across his wet face.
Would he help us with homework? Would he know how to cook? Would he come to my soccer games? Or would he be the kind who's too busy at work? Would he tuck us in? Would I still want him to?
I hugged myself, trying to stay warm.
I know you don't want to be here, Hope, but I do.
Gordon's eyes shifted to me, but I couldn't keep his gaze. I did understand, more than he realized. I'd asked all those questions, too. Well, maybe mine involved a mathlete competition instead of soccer. But even if Brandon were still alive, I'd lost all interest in meeting him the second I'd seen his last name. The Wintertons had more money than we could imagine. Their wealth was an abyss between us, a whole cavern of reasons to stay away. They'd never see us as anything but beggars. I refused to be seen that way. Besides, Brandon's death had probably saved us a boatload of hurt. No constant disappointments when he didn't show up to support us yet again. I'd seen that enough with my friends at Mayfield Middle, who'd spend whole competitions watching the crowd, so distracted they'd miss half their questions. At least now, Brandon Winterton didn't have to disappoint us in person. He was just one big unknown who carried all our hopes to the grave with him. I shivered again. From the cold or my thoughts, I wasn't sure. Fine, I'll wait. Brandon would never give us any-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?